This is the VOA Special English Development Report. The World Health Organization says obesity rates are rising in Pacific Island countries. So too are health problems linked to being overweight. The WHO says a major reason for the rising obesity rates is an increase in imported foods. It says many Pacific Islanders have replaced their traditional diets of vegetables and fruits with imported processed foods. Dr. Temu Wanganivalu is with the World Health Organization's South Pacific office in Suva, Fiji. He says many of the imported products lack nutritional value, but they are widely available, he says, and often cost less than healthier foods.
In some of the places, be amazed to see how a bottle of Coke is cheaper than a bottle of water. I think that represents the kind of environment we've created that doesn't really encourage or make lifestyle choices an easy choice for the population.
Dr. Wanganivalu says the increase in imported foods is only part of the problem. He says problems with agriculture production limit the availability of healthier foods, and a lack of physical activity among many Pacific Islanders only adds to the obesity problem. The WHO says more than 50% of the population is overweight in at least 10 Pacific Island countries. The rate is as high as 80% among women in the territory of American Samoa. Fiji had the lowest obesity rate at 30%. In all, almost 10 million people live in Pacific Island countries. The WHO estimates that about 40% of them have health disorders related to diet and nutrition. Diabetes rates are among the highest in the world. 47% of the people in American Samoa have diabetes. So do 44% of the people in Tokelau, a territory of New Zealand. By comparison, the diabetes rate is 13% in the United States, a country that has its own problems with rising obesity. Officials also note an increase in nutritional problems like anemia and not enough vitamin A in the diets of Pacific Islanders. Dr. Wanganivalu says treating conditions related to obesity and diet puts pressure on limited health resources and budgets. Earlier this year, leaders of island nations met in Vanuatu for the first ever Pacific Food Summit. Dr. Wanganivalu says the issues are finally getting the attention they deserve. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. You can post comments and find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.